हेलो
हेलो,
यस
निखिल सर।
यस
सर गुड इवनिंग, अमित हेयर फ्रॉम स्टील मिंट। सर
यस अमित,
गुड टाइम टू स्पीक। सर
व्हाट इज दिस रिगार्डिंग?
इट्स रिगार्डिंग अ कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ माइंड टू बी हेल्ड इन दिल्ली इन गुड़गांव 18th 19th February। सो
राइट,
व्हेन
द
विल बी अ
आई
गुड
नो
टाइम टू
कॉन्फ्रेंस.
स्पीक?
Amit, I yesterday somebody else from Steel Mint contacted me. Some
Rachna,
female, I don't remember her.
Rachna.
Rachna, yes.
Okay. Might be for the sponsorship. She might call
Right. So I told her also that we can explore it, but BHP in India at least the policy has been so far not to do any sponsorships.
Okay.
So far, if you notice, they have not sponsored any event in their history
Okay.
in India.
Okay. Okay.
So that is the current policy status.
Okay.
But there's definitely no harm in you guys sending a mail or even having a discussion, and then I can forward it to the management and they can decide.
All
But
right. So if she has spoken, she might send you an email. I was in a thought that you should be aware of this conference, so, because it's happening in Gurgaon and BHP should be a part of this. So
100%, we'll attend it. We'll
yes.
attend
So
it for sure.
that was my agenda. And the second thing I wanted to understand that how is the market at this moment going and what are the scenarios coming like?
That, Bhavit, unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Okay.
Basically, our contract is kind of binding.
Okay.
We can't be quoted anywhere as one part, but we are not allowed to give out opinions. So this
Okay.
is like, for example, the company phone. If it's found that I'm giving out opinions, then it's an issue.
Right. Okay.
So that, unfortunately, I don't. Basically, you will find the. In fact, there is. I can tell you where you can get BHP's official market view. You
Okay.
can go to bhp.com, the website, and then there will be this segment called Prospects. Okay, so you can just go there, and you can quote that. You can take that
No,
because that is
I'm
the.
not quoting and I'm not publishing this something which we are discussing. I'm not publishing anywhere. This is between you and me.
Okay.
I'm just understanding how the iron ore lo market looks like because you are into the market from long time now and the pellet situation is improved from last like 4 years or now. So that is
Right.
just a rough view because I'm not quoting anywhere because based on that we will
Actually,
be
Amit, on if your question is on the lines of pellets, now that I can tell you even with whatever I hear in the meetings that I'm part of internally, that there is not we're not looking at that in that bigger way. I mean, it's still a relatively small portion of the overall market. So that is not at least driving the agenda in terms of discussions or anything of that sort. That doesn't mean we are not worried about it at all. It just means that it's not. It means that we are not looking at that aspect in that detail. For India, that matters a lot, because India is becoming a bigger and bigger pellet exporter, and that scenario might evolve. But for the global and even for the India iron ore related team, that's not a key topic of discussion.
Sir, do
Because
you have any
definitely nobody is
idea
going
coming
to.
iron ore from Australia or so? Who's the biggest importer coming up in India? Because we have heard many shipments coming up from Australia now of iron ores. So,
I think a lot of the shipments are lower grade. So, and BHP doesn't have those grades. So, it's not BHP. I think amongst the grades that are a little low, it might be, for example, if you look at the trade data, the grades are a little low. So, I think you guys also give, you don't give, you give consignee-wise, but you don't give source-wise, right? You give port-wise, but not, huh? But I guess that if you look at those grades things, it might, it's not BHP for sure. Because BHP's grades are typically a little higher, and even I think most of Rio's assets are higher grades. So if it's Australia, then it might be coming from one of the smaller miners or maybe FMG or something of that sort. But it's not BHP.
But FMG is exporting like anything, and we have heard FMG quoted like many times in news or somewhere. So
Right.
FMG is being quoted like anything because the same thing you told, the same thing we are getting it. Is that their lower grades are there, and FMG is majorly exporting the lower grades, what we heard of.
Right.
Because Vale, BHP, and Rio are comparatively goes to higher grades. So they're not into
Right.
lower grades on that of iron ore. So
Right.
obviously, FMG is a bigger part. But just I wanted to know if there is any part more or any company further than that which is exporting iron ore to India.
Nothing, at least in a big way. And to be honest with you, like India's iron ore imports are very, very seasonal in any case. I mean, it is just opportunity based.
Yes, at the moment the prices go down, so they import it because if the prices are on higher end or medium level, they don't import. They use the domestic rate on that.
But there's no structural need for imports, and unless, for example, in the future you see that you know, supply, iron ore supply is not growing, but for example, because of the auctions or something, and then you have steel capacity growing, then maybe. But otherwise, I don't think any of the big mining companies are enthusiastic about India for iron ore, because it's just very seasonal. It's arbitrage based, and it's not
not regular market, not on a frequent basis. This trade is being done.
So, that so for example, China is important because they need it anyway, no matter what.
Yes.
So India is so unless
because
there's some
I'm
big policy
to
change.
Hong Kong people, like Hong Kong traders are in an abundance in Delhi or Bombay. They're based like Smart Timings are there, Future Co is there, and Hangzhou is there. So these are the major importers of pellet in China based, and they have an office in India office, and the representatives are telling this Hong Kong trading houses are more active in pellet compared to Chinese what we are hearing. Hong Kong is more active.
Might be. Actually, we've, to be honest with you, I am the person sitting in India for the analysis team. We don't, I've really not looked at pellets much because see, there's nobody who's going to import iron ore and then make pellet and then export the pellet.
No reason.
It's
no
a senseless model, right?
No reason on that.
So, that's the reason we've never even looked at the pellet scenario in much detail. It's just news mein kuch aata toh, we just see it to see out
because
of the
interest. Because we were speaking to people in here in Raipur, we're speaking to a pellet exporter. So what they are telling is they're very bullish sending the pellets to Far East and to China because now the capacity has grown like anything, and they are more bullish compared to what is the capacity and they're using it. So access to that, they are wanting to export it to Far East market or to any market they want. But they want one shipment at least in a month to go outside.
Achha.
Because they are very bullish. Because we have heard a couple of pellet exporters here in India or Raipur, particularly in my city. So they are very bullish. They are telling ki sir, koi bhi rate ho, pellet export karna hai. Ek mahine mein ek shipment to bhejna hi hai. Kahin bhi bhejo. I don't mind getting a long-term contract as well. They told me these things exact ki aap mereko long-term contract Costco se le lo, kahin se bhi le lo. I'm ready to do it for, on a long-term basis as well.
But the one doubt I have is that these guys are taking. See, India has a lot of mined reserve. That means it's mined stocks of low grade ore. Correct?
Right, right.
So they are taking that and then pelletizing it and sending it over.
Exactly, exactly. Doing it.
Because
अभी क्या है वेदांत का भी इशू हो गया.
लग
ही नहीं रहा. तो अभी वेदांत का एक इशू है कि उनकी माइंस बंद पड़ी है. Because low grade अभी यूज नहीं कर रहे थे या कुछ इशू हुआ तो वेदांत की माइंस बंद पड़ी है गोवा वाली. तो वो तो सबसे लोअर ग्रेड माइंस है तो वो अभी पैलेट का कैसे हो रहा है वो चीज एक बार समझना है क्योंकि वो भी हायर ग्रेड यूज कर रहे हैं बट वो इंपोर्ट कर रहे हैं या उड़ीसा से ले रहे हैं या कर्नाटका से ले रहे हैं वो एक कॉल है जहां तक हमने सुना था कि कर्नाटका से आ रहा है उनके पास शिपमेंट बट वो महंगा पड़ रहा है तो एनी वे वो लॉन्ग टर्म बेनिफिट नहीं है कहीं भी बट दे हैव टू रन द प्लांट सो दे आर डूइंग इट तो वो सिचुएशन भी है प्लस अभी कैपेसिटी एक्सपेंशन दो जगह है एक तो मिनरा है इसने पैलेट प्लांट लगाया हुआ है और दूसरा हमने सुना है कि गोरखपुर में प्लांट लग रहा है गैलेंट का दिस इज द न्यू न्यूज वी हैव हर्ड एंड वी आर वेरी दे बोथ आर ये तो कंफर्म न्यूज है कि दोनों पैलेट प्लांट लग रहे हैं
अब कैपेसिटी कितना कैपेसिटी होगा कंप्लीट
मिनरा का मेरे ख्याल से 0.6 से 1.2 है बट गोरखपुर इज 0.6 फॉर श्योर उसको हो सकता है 0.6 का दो लगा दें या 0.6 का एक ही रहने दें ये देखना है बट आई एम श्योर कि दो पैलेट प्लांट तो लगे हैं क्योंकि गैसीफायर वालों ने भी मेरे को कंफर्म किया है कि सर मैंने मिनरा का ऑर्डर लिया है गैसीफायर में तो दिस न्यूज इज फॉर श्योर कि दो प्लांट तो अभी रनिंग आने वाले हैं पैलेट के लिए पर्टिकुलरली एक तो मिनरा मतलब साउथ हो गया ये आपका आ गया समवेयर इन तेलंगाना आसपास और सेकेंड वन इज इन गोरखपुर तो गोरखपुर तो गैलेंट श्योर है और गैलेंट हमारे पास आ भी रहा है दे हैव कंफर्म देयर प्रेजेंस फॉर दिस डेलीगेट
और आपको आपको कोई आइडिया है कि इंडिया का एग्जिस्टिंग पैलेटाइजेशन कैपेसिटी कितना
नॉट श्योर सर अभी ब्लॉग्स बनेंगे मेरे अभी कुछ कुछ स्टोरी हम रन करने वाले हैं बनाएंगे पैलेट के ऊपर भी स्टोरी अभी मेरे ख्याल से एक ब्लॉग बना था वो मैं चेक कर लेता हूँ किसके ऊपर है एक सेकंड लास्ट एक मैंने न्यूज फ्लोट करी थी
क्योंकि आपका जो पैलेट का स्टोरी है ना वो जहाँ तक मुझे समझ में आता है आपका पैलेटाइजेशन कैपेसिटी कितना है उसका यूटिलाइजेशन कितना है वो देखना पड़ेगा कि कितना रन अप हो सकता है और फिर एग्जिस्टिंग जो लो ग्रेड रिजर्व्स है वो कितना यार आप लोगों ने मैंने बीच में आपका टीम फीडबैक लेने आया था तो मैंने उनसे कहा था कि इफ दे कैन डेवलप सम डेटा ऑन माइन वाइज ग्रेड वाइज आउटपुट you are giving some production at least for the major mines.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can give grade wise, ki at least for example, generally, kis mine mein kis grade aata hai? Not just Fe, but then silica and this thing alumina also.
ये सर ऑपरेशन टीम ज्यादा अच्छे से बता पाएगी बिकॉज आई एम ऑन अ इवेंट साइड तो मैं सर मार्केट देखता हूँ. आई डू वन थिंग, आई जस्ट शेयर अ ब्लॉग विद यू. उसमें ना सर इंडियन पैलेट एक्सपोर्ट्स राइस मल्टीफोल्ड इन लास्ट टू इयर्स का डेटा है ना, करंट ईयर 17 तक का डेटा है. आई शेयर अ ब्लॉग विद यू, मे बी दैट शुड बी अ गुड हेल्प विद यू. मतलब एक रफ एस्टिमेट समझने के लिए कि हाउ द पैलेट मार्केट इज मूविंग एट द प्रेजेंट, तो एक इजी हो जाएगा आपको समझने के लिए.
बट यार वन थिंग आई वुड सजेस्ट इज ना दैट दिस इज जस्ट एन आईडिया, देयर इज नॉट मच डेटा out there. Even for example, we subscribe to CRU and Woodmac, right?
Right, right.
They don't have grade-wise India mining output kind of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So this is a suggestion. You can run it by your bosses. If if you can get the data because of your relationship with the people, then you can probably launch that as a product in your event itself, as an add-on product. Yeah, you charge 50,000, 1 lakh extra.
Hmm.
But someone gets grade-wise information that might be useful for everyone.
Grade-wise, as in like production data or what data are you saying?
Grade-wise production or generally, typically, कौन से mine? For example, अभी 2020 auction आने वाला ना?
जी.
तो कौन से mine में किस grade का क्या होगा? तो for example, अगर कोई scenario बनेगा कि JSW समझ लो 20 million ton capacity उठा
देगा. Actually, a good thing. Let me suggest to my team how you can.
हाँ हाँ. फिर सब बहुत और आप अच्छे से कमा सकते हो.
थोड़ा सा और ज़्यादा heat up हो जाएगा उसके लिए कि कौन से grade में कौन से mines हैं. So people will find more interest in that.
Exactly. और नहीं नहीं तो भी अच्छी सा प्रोडक्शन डेटा भी भेज दोगे ना, काफी होगा. स्पेशली जब इतना चेंज होने वाला ना, इट विल बी वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग
बिकॉज़ दैट इज द मोर मतलब ये सबसे इंटरेस्टिंग चीज यही है कि एमएमडीआर का माइंस ऑक्शन होने वाला है एंड पीपल आर मोर बुलिश कि इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में क्या होने वाला है सुनने के लिए. इज इट टारगेटिंग माइंस मिनिस्ट्री एज वेल, सो ही स्पीकिंग टू
मी. आपने कॉन्फ्रेंस बिल्कुल सही टाइम पर रखा हुआ
है. वी बी टारगेटिंग द सेम टाइम बिकॉज़ 2019 से लोग तैयारी चालू करेंगे, तब जाके 2020 में एक्शन में आएगी चीजें. बिकॉज़
तो उसके बाद कितना टाइम लगेगा उनको क्लियरेंस लेके ऑपरेशन चालू करने में.
Exactly. The same thing was being discussed. We were in Hira recently. So they were discussing the same thing कि क्योंकि 3 महीने अगर प्रोडक्शन रुक गया तो पूरी इंडस्ट्री मैटर कर जाएगी उनके लिए. And they won't stop the production 3 महीने के लिए, जैसे कोल में हुआ था. कोल पे तो बहुत प्रॉब्लम हुई थी जब कोल माइंस ऑक्शन हो रहे थे. तो
करेक्ट,
इधर दे आर डूइंग द सेम वे या उसको कैसे करेंगे, एक बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग चीज है देखने के लिए हाउ इट विल बी फंक्शनिंग ऑन दैट.
Exactly. पर आप एक ग्रेड वाइज निकल सकते हो ना, यू कैन रियली सेल इट एज अ वैल्यूएटेड प्रोडक्ट.
लेट मी सजेस्ट,
एटलीस्ट जो भी ग्लोबल बड़े बड़े कंपनीज है ना, सब के सब उठाएंगे बिकॉज ये एक ही डेटा पॉइंट कहीं है ही नहीं.
ओके ओके, ठीक है ठीक है. लेट मी जस्ट पुट इट टू माय टीम, लेट मी सी व्हाट फीडबैक आई एम गेटिंग इट.
ऑल राइट.
Right,
but bakhi yaar unfortunately sorry I can't help you much. Pellet humne dhyan diya hi nahi hai
na, because I just wanted to understand a rough idea of the market because you're in touch with the market, so because you track market like anything. So I just wanted to have your views ki how the market is going and is it the right time to be doing it.
See, conference is I think the great time, but not because of pellet but because of auction.
That is more interesting story coming up.
That is actually the most, if you can cover that now, you can really really you know find gain market share in a big way.
Okay, let me just see how we can do it, because pellet exporters or pellet makers are very keen attending the conference. Similarly, mines wale bahut interested, as NMDC is very interested, very keen to attend the conference because they need to know how the things are moving up. And we are speaking to Rio Tinto already, they have confirmed. So or Rio Tinto ya jo bhi mines hain unke analysts lo aa rahe hain. The bigger thing is jaise Vedanta se Mr. Bhatia is coming up, Aziz Bhatia is there, so he has shown the interest.
Achha.
And coming up with Rio Tinto se Mr. Sarthi Gupta is there, so there's all sort of people who are into market analysis, they are coming up. The bigger part.
Good.
They will know ki how the market is going on.
Right. Achha, yaar, aapka early bird rate kab khatam hota hai?
Early bird rate 25th ko khatam hoga.
Abhi 3 din, 2 din mein?
Haan. Because it was very limited. It was very limited and we were not wanting. मतलब उसको हमने कहीं पर पब्लिश भी नहीं किया था. It was just कि मतलब बहुत रैंडम लोगों
को. क्रेडिट कार्ड से लेते हो पेमेंट?
हाँ हाँ, आप कर सकते हैं ऑनलाइन, अभी भी कर सकते हैं. यू कैन गो टू ऑनलाइन वेबसाइट एंड यू कैन डू द पेमेंट फ्रॉम देयर. अरे मिशन
ठीक है यार, मैं करा देता हूँ बिकॉज मैं तो पक्का जाऊंगा. मेरी टीम से मैंने और लोगों को भी फॉरवर्ड किया है.
आप बोलेंगे तो अगर देख लीजिए, नहीं हो रहा प्रॉब्लम तो मेरे को बता दीजिएगा. जस्ट सेंड मी एन ईमेल, ठीक है, माय ईमेल एड्रेस है ना, आप उसको भेज दीजिएगा तो मैं लिंक क्रिएट करके भेज दूंगा एंड यू कैन मेक द पेमेंट.
ठीक है, ऑसम.
ओके,
ऑल राइट, थैंक्स अ लॉट, सॉरी आई कुडंट हेल्प मच,
बट परफेक्टली ऑल राइट सर, थैंक यू.
ओके, थैंक यू.
भाई
देख स्पॉन्सर नहीं है तो क्या डेली के जाएगा पक्का ये तो अभी पेमेंट कर देगा खत्म बात अब ना कर ना